Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings to all listeners. And I say greatness, greatness, greatness is the call. Coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries. transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim. I am Yahshua Elohim, your host, by way and using the platform of BTR, which I am so grateful for, very grateful for. You just got through listening to a snippet of one of Shekinah Glory Ministries' songs. And, you know, it's amazing how Shekinah, okay, it's right at the root of the tree of life. But it's amazing how things come to you when you're in alignment with your greatest and highest potential. Okay? It is absolutely, it's a mystery. It's something to be mystified from, because sometimes things happen in your life that you know you could not have made up, and you know that you could not have created a strategy to bring it forth. You just know that it was a divine behind the thing in which you were doing. When you have that experience sometimes, it just leaves you in a state of awe, speechless, in a space. It leaves you in a space of silence, and you surrender to that silence, because there's no words that can compare to the thing in which you have been blessed with. No words. No words. Matter of fact, if you use words to try to identify what the divine is and what it looks like, you will spoil the vine with your mere words. Your mere words. So, as I was saying, you know, when I came into the presence and the energy of Shekinah Glory, I was sitting down talking to a brother. And this brother was telling me about the anointing, the spirit and the energy of this song, these songs, and how they came out. Okay, how the energy of the song came out. And he just got caught up in the current of the energy. And he was taken away. He was taken away just by the music alone, because the music alone has a consciousness. It has an emotion with it, energy and motion. And he was telling me how blessed he was, and how full he became in listening to these songs that this ministry, Shekinah Glory, brought forth. And I was seduced. I was imbued by the message in which he was conveying to me. And because the message itself came into me, I allowed it to come into me, it attracted to me a person who made me all the CDs, musical CDs of the Shekinah Glory Ministry. So here we are, you know, and this is, it's just, I just find it absolutely, I'm just swept away, you know, in the currency of the divine. I'm just swept away. And even in being swept away, you get so intoxicated within it that you do not want to come out of it. You do not want to come out and be among the people. And, you know, I understand how people who have had that out-of-body experience, including myself, where they have witnessed, observed, and they have been embraced by a peace, a divine peace, a divine love and light that they don't want to leave. They do not want to leave this space, because in this space, you are not fettered. You are not weighed down with unresolved issues. You're not weighed down with the circumstances, the conditions, and the situations of life and the things that come along with just living and being in life, which are the experiences. The experiences. You don't want to come out of that space. But you know, you don't have to have an out-of-body experience to have such a thing, to experience such a thing. You don't. If it were so, I would not be in this space and place in this time. In this space and place in this time. So I just, you know, my ultimate goal in life, of course, is to be filled with my soul's purpose. And in that purpose is to invite humanity and provide an invitation to you to go within yourself, the depths of your own soul, and seek out the light of all that is and all that will ever be, the divine, the love, the light, the sound. If you hear the call, go to it and go to it swiftly. But don't go out, go inward, go into yourself. Let me tell you, one of the calls, when you know you're being called into that space, you'll probably be going through a discordant situation. You'll probably be going through a situation that is causing much chaos in your life, much chaos. And that is the time, the greatest time, in which one needs to go within. That is the greatest time, greatest time. So I challenge you. And if you're listening and you're listening to what I'm saying, if you're going through, go through and go within. Go within and then go through, okay? Go within and then go through. Proceed to go through. In all that you do, go in and go through, okay? I cannot emphasize that enough. I cannot emphasize that enough. I was speaking to another brother today. Of course, I have a lot of brothers. Speaking to another brother today, and he said to me, he said, the greatest joy is to be able to get up in the morning and be grateful that you made it into another day, that your eyes opened and you awakened into another day. Okay? The greatest joy. And what is even more greater than that, the mystery of that, not greater than that, but the mystery of that is that you don't know what you have wakened up to because the day is still yet to come. So the experiences, you might have an idea of how you want to go through the day, but you have absolutely no clue what the divine has in store for you. No clue. No clue. And I just, you know, when he was sitting there telling me this, I'm like, amazed. Amazed at the nuggets and the jewels. People coming.
Okay. Hopefully you can hear me. It's amazing how, you know, I'm doing this broadcast from my computer. So, you know, the computer itself, at times it wants to configure, you know, itself. It wants to break down and bring itself that together. And I'm like, oh my goodness. But thank God I have a cell phone. and I can call back into the show and do my thing. But as I was saying, is that I really, you know, when you get in tune with the divine and you come into the alignment of your soul's path, your soul's purpose, every little thing and everyone that comes into your space speaks to you from a divine. This is when you can recognize that the divine is in all and all is in the divine. All is one and one is all. And you can't get away from it. It is an abundance. It is an abundance of divine messages. You can never, and it's impossible to say, I didn't get that. Or I didn't get the message. Oh, you got the message. You got the message. Now, I will say this, in getting a message, when you get a message, it doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to sprout and show its fruits right away. The message may have to be a thought seed, a seed that is dropped into you so that it can come forth. It comes forth by way of your experiences that you are having. Because as you have experiences in this life, and you include all of you in your experiences, it waters the seed of that seed thought. And when it is time for you to know the thing in which you need to know, you will know. You will know. Spiritually, I do not claim to know everything, nor do I want to know everything, because my body cannot hold that kind of information, that the amount of it, the amount of energy. I do not claim, nor do I claim to know, but I know and I claim that which is relevant to my greatest and highest potential. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. Only know what is relevant to my greatest and highest good. It's not. Be it person, place, or thing, or idea, is not relevant to your greatest and highest good. You just walk away from it. You know, when you go through life and experiences, you always have to ask yourself, every decision and choice that you make, when you step out your front door and you decide to go out into the public, when you're dealing with people, person, places, and things, always, always serving my greatest and highest good. And you will know, because your body is going to tell you. It's going to tell you if a thing serves your greatest and highest good. And based on your choices that you make, it will let you know if you're you're serving the greatest and highest of your potential, or you're serving the lowest. Because there is a low. There's a low part of our being that we also love to serve. Okay? Choose you this day who you want to serve, your greatest or your lowest. And I'm going to say, listen, this may confuse you. And I hope you can understand this. As above, so below. As below, so above. Your greatest and your lowest is the same. It's a matter of bringing the two together to meet one another so that it serves the whole of who you are, not the part, the wholeness of who you are. So I say, hold on for just a minute. I'm going to try to do this. But yes, I say, you know, you always want to do things that serve the wholeness of who you are, not in parts. You don't want to serve just a part, but a whole, the wholeness of who you are. And I guarantee you, you will feel it. I'm going to take a break right now because I want to come back in a certain way, another way. And I will be back doing the same thing and Transcendent Sankofa. You are listening to Transcendent Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim, and I'll be back.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. This is not just a worship experience. Oh, but the people of God are being empowered tonight. Oh, like never. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands, church. I'll declare it again. The people of God are being empowered tonight. Hallelujah. How many want His power tonight? Passion, Lord. How many really want it tonight like never?
Okay, I'm back. I am back in rare form. That song can never get old to me. Never get old because it's an ever, ever lasting request and prayer for me to have. Just want to get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until I don't exist anymore. Until I don't exist anymore. That's just how. But anyway, that's just me. Now, as I was mentioning, how, you know, we have the lower consciousness of who we are, the lower nature, and then we have the higher nature of who we are, you know, and we were born with the lows and the highs, okay? The lows and the highs. When I think about the lows, I'm thinking about the contrast of life. I'm thinking about the discordance that we have within our being that causes us to create realities out of default, create things in which we don't want or we don't need, and create situations and circumstances that don't serve the greatest and highest good of who we are as a divine being. Operating from the higher self. When I think about that, I think about the contrast. The contrast is cultivated in all of this. Everything is used for the greater good, the greater goodness of who you are, from the higher nature of your being, When we are born into this world and we are born into a lineage, we already come here with a lower nature, okay? What happens is when we're born into the lineage, the family, the traditions, the belief, whatever it is, matches up with that lower nature. And what has to happen is that we have to work out our what you want to call, quote unquote, salvation. We have to work out saving ourselves from ourselves. We have to work that out. So for me, and if it resonates with you, good. If it doesn't, good. It's all a matter of choice. For me, I am the one who chose the family in which I was born into, because I needed and I wanted and I desired to work out certain things, lower nature ways in my life. So I was born into a family that I chose. I chose my mother and my father. Now, I have to say this, because my mother and my father, they came together at a very young age. They were both virgins, okay? Virgins. And that, them coming together, I was born out of love, pure love, and virgin. So it's not, and now I do not find it awkward to be in the space and place that I am. I do space and place that I am in now. And I no longer find it awkward to express the way that I do, to just be in love with just life and to be in love with me and everything that comes into my presence. I do not find it an awkward place to be in, because that's what I was born from. I was born from two virgins that just came together and brought forth a child, which is me, born out of pure love. So because of that, I am the way that I am. I've always been getting to the higher nature of what and who I am. I've always been moving into that. However, you know, the dash in between of all of that, from that time until now, yeah, I had to work out the kinks, the strife, the discordia, the misalignment within my own lower nature, and bring it into the oneness of the divine. Now they're married to one another. And now I express love. I express love, light, and sound. Love, sound, and light. I can't make that stuff up. I just sat here and it just came to me. Everything is now making sense. You know, it's like you go through life and nothing makes sense to you. You don't know why this and why that and why did this happen. You know, you're always asking these questions, but by and by, surely, and most certainly, the time will come where everything will pour into the grid of your soul purpose, and you will know why. You'll know why. And when you know why, you no longer need to ask, why? Why? You no longer need to ask, because you know within your being, just as I know that I was born into a space and place and time with family, with mother and father for such a time as this. I mentioned last week that, you know, I was talking about relationships. And I have to say, I did say that Sprint was the longest relationship that I've ever been in. No, Sprint is not the longest relationship, but it's close to it. But the relationship that I have had with my mother, my father, my brothers and my sisters, my sister, my aunts and uncles, those are the longest relationships that I've ever had. And I'm 45 now, so we're talking 45 years here. And you know what? In thinking about those relationships, perhaps I wanted those relationships to look a certain way. I wanted them to be a certain way from, and I'm thinking from the carnalness of my mind. I'm thinking from the mortalness of my mind that I want certain situations, conditions, circumstances to look a certain way, to provide and feed into my lower nature. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It looked completely opposite. And in its opposition, it fed into the higher nature of who I am. It propelled my lower nature to move into the higherness, the higher self, the Christ-like, the God-like, the Buddha. You can call it whatever you want, the sun. When I say sun, I'm talking S-U-N, the brightness of the day, the breaking of the day, which is dawn. Dawn, my middle name, it was my middle name that my mother gave me. Who would have figured? It was the break. I am the break of day. I am the break of day. And it's, you know, when you begin to speak in those terms, you see yourself as that. You begin to see yourself as that. And because you see yourself as that, you become a light within the world. Now, there are many worlds, must I tell you. But this world right here, right now, is what I'm saying. You enter into the world as a light, and you have no control over that. Or, I will take that back. You do have control over it. You can just deny the power that lies within you, and you remain dull and dim. But even in remaining dull and dim, guess what? You are still going to attract that likeness to you. Now, what I find absolutely amazing in regards to light is that light is both day and night. Okay? It's a matter of degrees that makes them different from one another. It's a matter of degrees that makes them different from one another. And it's, once again, it's an amazing space to be in. You let yourself off the hook and you let those off the hook that you consider unserving to your greatest and highest good. You know, and you recognize that everything is by divine design. And if everything is by divine design, this is why the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? No one, because God created everything, light and darkness. Matter of fact, God spoke, and I'm just using this God term for the betterment of the show. God spoke out of darkness and called light into existence. When light came into existence, there was understanding, okay? And because there is an understanding, overstanding, innerstanding, there has to be a manifestation. There has to be a manifestation. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. And I have to tell, I have to come to the space and say, go there. I have to scream from the mountaintop and say, hey, come up. Come up hither. And you could do it right where you are in the now. Just go within and say, hey, yes. Yes, I say yes to the light. I say yes to love, divine love. I say yes to the sound. I say yes to the calling. And you just move from there. You proceed from there and you allow the divine to sway you as if it's moving a paintbrush against the canvas. Telling you, folks, I cannot tell you these things unless I myself has experienced it. I remember when I began my journey, and it felt as if something behind the thought in which I was thinking about moving forward was moving me through life's experiences. It was moving me, okay? I was caught up in the current, the energy in motion of spirit, of divine source, space, freedom, space. I can only speak into the space. And when I speak into the space, the frequency and the vibration of my words may go forth and do the thing in which they need to do and will not return unto me void. It does not matter if someone's listening to me or not. It does not matter. What matters is that I speak it into existence, because that which is greater than that which is outside of me, the power of the divine is greater than that which is outside of me, and it can cause things to happen. So just by way of speaking, somebody is already getting it. Somebody who is not even listening or going to listen or even know me for that matter is getting the message, because, you know, we that go up into the upper room and we that sit in the company of gods and goddesses, we do just as they do. We send the word, the vibration, the frequency forth. And it's just an amazing thing. It's absolutely amazing. And no man, no woman, no circumstance, no nothing can pluck me from the grips of it, because I am in the grips of it. I'm in the clutch of the divine. And the divine is in the clutch of who I am. And in the divine is where I live, move, and have my being. Anything outside of that does not exist. It cannot exist. So with that saying, all right, there's a fire truck. I pray for the family and wish they're going to. And I pray that they have strength to overcome whatever has befallen them, whatever fetters have attached themselves to them. And it is so. It is so. Announcements. You can always reach me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. I am also on Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. You can always reach me at 347-559-4291. Question, a comment that you feel like you need to make if something's bothering you. I had the opportunity to test out the waters to see if I was a reader. I don't really consider myself a reader. I consider myself someone who perceives. My perception is very keen and very insightful, and I have the ability, I have the ability to see the thing of which no one else can see. So if you would like to call 347-559-4291 and you have a question you want to present, and put before me and you want me to walk you through it, I will surely, surely do that. I will do that. So don't feel shy. Don't feel shy. And please don't feel intimidated. And I say that because the spirit of the divine didn't give us the spirit of intimidation or timidity. Timidity. It gave us the spirit of love and power. Power is having the ability to do the thing in which you need to do when you need to do it. That's what power is. That's what power is. And loving that thing. Loving that thing from the very core. So with that message, I'm going to leave you with a last song of Shekinah Glory. This song right here. I mean, I listened to it before I even came on the show because, you know, I just can't show up in the space of the divine as just show up. This is why people get ready for church. This is why they throw on their finest threads, because it's a certain reverence and respect for the divine. It's for the divine. Now, over time, it has been distorted because now people go, you know, for fashion shows and what have you. But no one, when you're going to meet the divine, you don't want to address, you know, you want to put on your best. You want to come out as your best. But nevertheless, before I even try to get away from what I was saying, this song, A Place, is called A Place, and it's by Shekinah Glory. It's talking about the secret place, okay? The secret place. I am she who dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High. And there, under the shadows of the Almighty, there I do abide. Okay? Therefore, truth, truth, truth. Ah, I have to add on to it. Truth and wisdom is my shield and butler. It is my shield and butler. So, if you can listen to this. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I almost forgot. Yeah, but listening to the song before I came on, it brought me to tears. It actually, because I know that space. I know that place. I know that place, and that place is internally, it's within you. It's within you. And that's a place that we must all of our lives, every day that we have breath, we must take out time to go within. And I don't care if it's 2, 3, or 5 minutes. That 5 minutes to 5 hours mean absolutely nothing to the spirit, because it's all in the act and the intention. And giving your attention to that intention. So I can't, like I said, I can't emphasize that enough. I ask that you enjoy the song and really, really listen to the words and allow the current, the emotions, the energy of the song. Allow it to come to you and embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace the current. Embrace it. Because there's nothing but love. There's nothing but love, sound, and light there. And in that love, sound, and light, there's wisdom. Much wisdom. Much wisdom. So be blessed, the listening of Shekinah Glory, That Place.
I want to be where you are. That's where I want to go, in that higher place. That's where I want to be, in that secret place called the Holy of Holies. Take me. The reason why I set the atmosphere is because I want to be taken. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I want to be taken to that higher place. To the holy place. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. above all powers and principalities. In the heavenly places with Christ Jesus, I want to be with you, Lord. Hey, in that place where you and I can reason together, Lord. The gates. I want you to take me beyond the courts into the holy of holies. That's where I want to go. That's where I long to be. The place that you've been drawing all of your sons. Tonight I answer the calling. I open the door because you are the one that knocked. And I said, come on in and take me, Lord. Come on in and take me, Lord. Cause this time it's personal. Above and beyond a corporate experience. But I long to be there. Yeah. but I long to be there. I don't want to stay here, but I want to be there. Ooh, in that secret place.
Okay, I tell you, you know, I'm going to say this. The reasons for us not going into a certain and holy space within ourselves is because somewhere deep down in the lower nature of our beings, we feel and we are fettered by the thought that we are unworthy. And because we are unworthy, we feel we are unworthy, we cannot enter into that space. Enter into that space naked and unashamed. Because we are ashamed. We are fettered by the weights, by circumstances, situations, and conditions that aid the lower nature of our being to keep us bound. And this is why the Bible says, lay aside every weight easily beset you. The weights, and you're holding on to the weights. The weights are not holding on to you. You are holding on to the weights. And that is what is causing or prevents you from going into that sacred, holy, and divine space where you can experience who you are in the fullness of all that is and all that will ever be. Until, and you move into that space, you will be forever denying yourself of the power that lies within you. Therefore, you will ever, forever be lost to what love is, true love, true, pure love, what pure sound is, and the light of all. Yeah, that's what prevents. But I am so grateful that I found myself worthy enough to be naked and unashamed. You know, when I first went into the ministry, my first sermon was the woman with the issue of blood, was based on the woman with the issue of blood. And that is my favorite, because I found myself as the woman, a woman with an issue of blood. An issue. My issue was I was constantly bleeding out my life. Okay? Floundering through life. Moving in spaces and places that I had absolutely no business being in. Bleeding out my life. Until one day, I come to myself. You know, like the son, the prodigal son, where he He left his father to spend all that is his inheritance that was given to him, to spend all of it up. And then one day he found, as he was down in the pig pen with the pigs, slopping as the pigs did, in that moment he came to himself. Now, I want you to understand what I am saying. I said came to himself. He didn't go to his mother. He didn't go to his father. He didn't go to his friends that he had. He didn't go to the bars. He didn't go to the club. He didn't go to the cigarette. He didn't go to the alcohol. None. He didn't go nowhere outside of himself. He came to himself. And when he came to himself, the love, the sound, and the light of himself, bringing his body, mind, and spirit to himself, he was able then and only then to go forth, proceed, and go forth. Okay? You know, when I think about Sankofa, it means to go back and fetch, gather up all your history, all traditions, all belief systems, sift through them, come to yourself, and then proceed forward towards prosperity. Now, when I speak of prosperity, I am in no way speaking of a material thing. I'm talking about the abundance and the fullness of your soul. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm speaking on. Everything is divine to me. Everything is divine to me. And as a divine being having this mortal experience, I can only understand and come to understand life as a spiritual thing, a spiritual understanding, a spiritual comprehension, because I know that there's a greater divine design for all that I do, because I have turned over my personal will, lined it up with that which is spirit. And the light is ever shining upon me. It's forever shining upon me. You know why? Because I am forever looking into the light. And if I look into the light long enough, surely and most certainly, I shall become the light. And that's it, folks. That is it. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. And it doesn't have to be the light that you want to look into. You choose what you want to look into. I choose to look into the light. I choose to look into the sun. Now, you can choose from the lower nature of your being if you want, but I choose the light. And in the light, all is one. I honor my neighbor and I honor myself. Therefore, my personal power is divine within itself, because I've given it over. I've given it over. I've rendered myself. I've rendered myself to the effective power of my soul. Purpose. That's it. That's the bottom line. So I am done with this show, this broadcast. I am forever casting seeds broadly into the space and time. Forever, forever, forever. For it is now my life. And in the now is where I have my being as the divine. So with that, I say namaste, stay blessed, stay focused, stay in the light, stay focused on the reality in which you want to create. The focus is not outside of you, but the focus is turned in to you. It is turned into you. Turn your eyes into you. And don't speak or say a thing. Just know that it is done unto you. It is done. It's done. Let that be your decree and declaration. Ah, namaste. Namaste. I am going to leave you with this holy place once again, and I'll be back again doing the same thing on Sunday, same time. Stay blessed.
In into the holy place. Oh Lord, oh Lord, in the secret place. That's where I want to be.
him that secret place. In that secret place. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Holy Spirit, take me there. Holy Spirit, take me there. Holy Spirit, take me there. I don't want to stay here, but I long to be there. Yeah. I don't want to stay here, but I long to be there. I don't want to stay here, but I want to be there.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. This is not just a worship experience. Oh, but the people of God are being empowered tonight. Oh, like never. Oh, thank you, Jesus.